Yeah, we're talking about turning our hearts back to God.
我们今天讲把我们的心转向神。
In the United States, there have been four great revivals in our history.
在美国历史上曾经有四起大的复兴。
The third revival was what they called the businessman's awakening.
第三次大复兴被称作商人的复兴。
It happened from 1857 to 1858.
是从1857年 到1858年之间发生的。
And nearly 1 million people put their faith in Jesus Christ during that time.
有将近100万人在那段时间里面将心归向主。
The years leading up to 1857 were years of great prosperity for our country.
在1857年之前的几年是美国历史上非常繁荣的几年。Business
was booming.
非常的生意都很繁荣。Wall
Street was setting all kinds of records.
那时候华尔街就已经创下了很多的记录。People
were becoming wealthy.
人们变得富裕。But
as all this prosperity came, the eyes of the people focused horizontally.
但是就因为生活太富裕了，人们的关注点只是在身边的事情上。And
they forgot to put their eyes vertically to look to God.
他们忘了要把眼睛向上看向神。Well,
there was a church in New York City, and they hired a man named Jeremiah Lamphere.
在纽约有个教堂，他们雇了一个人叫做耶利米凯文·兰菲厄。
And he was just a quiet man, and he would go around and talk to people about Jesus and hand out Bibles.
他是一个很安静的人，他特别善于就是走来走去的，把圣经和一些关于耶稣基督的宣传小册子发送给人。And
one day he prayed a prayer. He said, Lord, what would you have me do?
有一天他就做了一个祷告说，主啊，你要让我做什么？And
he sensed that God wanted him to start a prayer meeting.
他感觉到神想让他开启一个祷告会。Give me a second.
So in September of 1857, six people attended her first prayer meeting.
结果他就开了一个祷告会。The
second week, 20 people attended.
第二周有20个人参加。The
third week, 40 people attended.
第三周40个人参加。And
after the fourth week, they decided, let's get together and pray at every noontime.
所以从那以后，他们就决定每天中午聚在一起祷告。Now,
right after this started, Wall Street crashed.
当他们开始祷告会的时候，华尔街就崩盘了。
In New York City alone, 30,000 people lost their jobs.
就在纽约市，就有3万人失去了工作。
It seemed that God had torn down this idol of prosperity so that the people would humble themselves before him.
好像是神就把人们所敬拜的这个物质的偶像打碎了。
But within 6 months, 10,000 businessmen were gathering for daily prayer on Wall Street.
但是在好几个月期间, 这些成千上万的生意人，他们就聚集在华尔街一起参加祷告会。If
you can imagine this, Wall Street shut down for 1 hour every day so the people could pray.
你们可以想象一下，华尔街每天中午会关门1个小时，让人们能够参加祷告会。That
would be a miracle if that would ever happen again.
那个真的是一个神迹，也之后也从来没有再发生过。
But at the peak of this revival, 50,000 people were trusting Christ every week.
在这个复兴的顶点，每周有5万人信主。
And many of these young people that trusted Christ would later die just 4 years later in the Civil War.
这些信主的年轻人，其实他们4年以后，很多都会死在第一次世界大战里面。
So you can see God's grace in the timing of all of this.
所以从这个安排，你可以看到神的恩典。
In 1 Samuel, it says this in chapter 3, verse 1. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare, and there were not many visions.
Next slide. 下面一张。 那个时候, 就像, 圣经里面说的, 那个时候，这个耶和华的话语很少。
By the way, you can see Jeremiah Lamphere's statue in New York City. It's down on Fulton Street.
我们可以在纽约市里面，在 Fulton 这个街上看到耶利米兰菲尔的雕像。
The next slide, the word of the Lord was rare. The church was, the temple was being neglected.
这个就是撒母耳记上说的，在当时那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
Can you imagine 20 years the Ark of the Covenant was in somebody's garage?
你能不能想象，整整二十年，神的约柜就被荒芜的放在别人家的后院里？
And this was the time of the judges when everybody was doing just whatever they wanted to do.
那个时候人们任意而为。
Sin was rampant in the people of God as well as outside the people of God.
神的民以色列当中也是罪恶满盈，一点都不比外邦人当中要少。
Even their spiritual leaders were not living in purity.
甚至他们的属灵的领袖也生活在不洁当中。
So it was the worst of time for Israel, but nobody knew it.
那个其实是以色列最糟糕的时期，但是人们没有感觉到。
So what is the answer for those that are living in darkness?
那么在生活在黑暗中，出路在何方呢？
The only hope is for a spiritual revival to come upon the people of God.
唯一的指望就是通过复兴让人们归向主。
In 1 Samuel 7, there were three choices that the people made to spark this revival in their hearts.
在撒母耳记上七章就告诉我们，当时的人他们做了三个抉择，他们使他们归向主。
And if we make these three choices ourselves, we will experience that revival too.
如果我们也做这三项抉择，我们也会经历到一个大的复兴。
I am convinced that God wants to revive his church in America and around the globe right now.
我坚信此时此刻神就想让他的教会在美国在全地得到复兴。
The first choice is this, we need to commit ourselves to the Lord.
第一个抉择就是我们一定要下这个决心。
And there's some characteristics of this commitment.
在这项决心里面有一些特征。
This is a commitment that we make even though we're in pain.
这个就是从通过我们的痛苦里面得出来的一个决心。
For 20 years, the nation had been oppressed by the Philistines.
当时以色列在二十年里面饱受非利士人的欺压。
And what prosperity could not do, pain could do to awaken the nation.
因为在平顺的时候，这个民族不会得到复兴。
God had to humble this nation before him so that he could revive them.
在神要复兴一个民族之前，神先要让他们谦卑下来。
Pain is usually the most effective way to get our attention.
痛苦通常是得到我们注意力的最快的方式。
I believe right now this COVID pandemic is God's awakening of our hearts.
我相信此时此刻我们所面临的疫情就是神要来让我们醒来的一件事情。
This is a commitment that is encouraged by preaching.
这个决心是通过撒母耳的这个布道产生的。
In verse 3, you see part of Samuel's sermon that was recorded for us.
从第三节我们看到撒母耳他曾经讲的话。
He's telling us that we need to, which is the third commitment, deal with sin. We need to get rid of the sin in our life.
他说我们一定要对付我们的罪。
If there's anything in your life that is more important than God, you need to get rid of it today.
如果在你的生命中有什么事情把你与神隔离，你一定要现在就对付它。
Anything that competes with God having total loyalty in our hearts, we have to throw it out.
有什么事情 跟你就是在你心里面与神争夺你的专注呢，你就要把这件事情放下。
And this is a total commitment to him.
因为你一定要一心归顺耶和华，是一心一意的。
He says in this sermon to serve only him.
就是撒母耳对以色列全家说：“你们若一心归顺耶和华。
So we can't pursue God with half of our heart.
我们不能三心二意的来寻求神，
It has to be our whole heart.
一定要是全身心的追求。
We must make the choice to live for God's approval only.
我们一定要决心去单单讨神的喜悦。
Let me show you a pie chart that shows you how this commitment is wrong today.
我给大家看一张图，来向你看，让你看看。你的决心怎么样是不对的？
This is a chart that shows many of the most important aspects of our lives.
这张图显示的是一个人生活中很多重要的事情。
We have work and we have family and our hobbies and these other things.
我们有工作、家庭、爱好，还有其他各种各样的重要的事情。
And then someone says, well, you need to have Jesus in your life.
但是你知道，人们告诉你说，你的生命中要有耶稣。
So if you go to the next slide. So you can see in the top left. So we just add Jesus as part of our life.
所以我们就把耶稣作为这个饼图里面的一个小角放进去。
And he gets a few moments of our day. We might read the Bible or a few verses, but most of us go through our days not even thinking about him.
在好的情况下呢，耶稣可能得到某些人一天当中几分钟的重视，比如说读经啊什么的。但是在绝大多数人的生活中，可能你一天当中连想都不会想到耶稣。
If this is your understanding of where Jesus fits in your life, you do not have a commitment to him.
如果这个就是当前主耶稣在你生命中的情况，你并没有决心归向他。
Every aspect of our life must come under the reign of King Jesus.
因为我们生活中的每一个层面都必须是从耶稣基督为中心出发的。
The next slide will show you that Jesus needs to be the center of our work and our recreation and our hobby and friends.
就像这张图显示的，耶稣基督必须是我们生活中每一个层面的中心。
This is the call that I'm giving to you today. That you must make this commitment to have Christ at the center of your life.
这就是今天我向大家发出的呼召，让我们调整自己的生活，让基督成为每一个活动的中心。
The second choice is that we need to confess. We must confess our sin and pray to the Lord.
我们第二个抉择是要认罪，我们必须要向神认罪。
You notice in verse 5, Samuel says, assemble all of Israel together.
第五节，撒母耳说：“要使以色列众人聚集在米斯巴。
Let me play a little quiz with you. I'm going to give you a quiz and you tell me the answer, okay?
”我们来玩一个游戏，
All
我
right,
说一些事情，你们告诉我答案。
You can go to the next slide. Here's the sign game.
这个游戏
Snow
就是
melts.
我说一些特征，你们告诉我是在描述什么事情。冰雪融化，
We have warmer temperatures.
气温升高，
We have more sunlight.
日照加增，
The robins return.
知更鸟回来了，
What is this a sign of?
这些都是什么的标志呢？
It's a sign of spring.
是春天的标志。
And even though it's snowing right now, we know that spring is going to come.
即使现在外面下着雪，我们也知道春天要来了，
So we look for the signs.
因为我们看到这些标志。
In this text, there are actually four signs of a revival coming.
在这里面，我们看到四个复兴的标志。
The first is that people are assembling.
第一个标志是人们在聚集。
The people say, you know what, we go to church every Sunday, but we need to get together more than that, and we need to pray and ask God to bless us.
这个不仅仅是人们在星期天的聚集，人们意识到我们一定要聚在一起，一起祷告。
If you see Wall Street pausing for an hour of prayer, you know that the revival has started.
如果你看到连华尔街都不干活了，人们聚在一起祷告，你知道那真的是一个复兴。
And that's the second principle here, is that people are praying.
那是第二个大的原则，就是人们开始祷告。
From the day of Pentecost to today, there has never been a revival without a foundation of prayer supporting it.
从五旬节到现在，从来没有一个复兴不是从祷告开始的。
We need to gather together as the people of God and pray for revival.
我们要作为神的民，我们一定要聚在一起祷告。
The third sign of a revival is people are confessing.
第三个标志就是人们开始认罪。
This phrase that they poured out water is a Jewish phrase for they are confessing their sins and crying before God in brokenness.
经文里面说到这以色列人打水浇在耶和华面前，水就是表征着他们的眼泪，他们的认罪。
And then the fourth sign is that people are fasting.
第四个标志是人们开始禁食。
They're voluntarily giving up food so that they can focus their attention on God.
人们自愿不去享受食物，而把注意力放在神的身上。
When you see these four signs together, guess what's going to happen?
当你看到这四个标志的时候，你猜什么事情正在发生？
There's going to be a revival.
那肯定是一个复兴。
I was part of a small revival in 1996.
在1996年，我曾经亲身经历了一次小的复兴。
40,000 pastors gathered together in Georgia at the Georgia Dome.
那时候有40,000个牧师聚集在一起，在佐治亚州的一个运动场里面。
And was under the teaching of a man named Jack Hayford.
那个时候的讲员叫 Jack Hayford.
And he told a story of how he was in his office one day and he sensed that God had told him, Jack, I want you to dance before me.
他给大家讲了一个事情，他说有一天在办公室的时候，他祷告的时候，他听到神跟他说，杰克，我要你在我面前跳舞。
And Jack wasn't a dancing guy.
杰克这个人他特别的不爱跳舞。
So he said, no, God, I'm not going to dance before you.
所以他说，不，我不想跳。
But God was pressing hard on him and said, Jack, I want you to dance.
但是神一再的催促他说，杰克，我要你跳舞。
And finally, Jack surrendered and said, okay, God, if you want me to dance, I'm going to dance before you. And he started to dance and praise God in his office.
但是所以最后呢，他也就从了。他说，那神，那你既然让我跳舞，我就跳吧。所以他就在办公室里跳起来。
And Jack said that the Spirit of God fell upon him and his ministry was forever changed from that moment on.
杰克说，从那一刻开始，他的灵命完全的就不一样了。神的灵降在他身上，他的事工就从此就有一个飞跃。
And when 40,000 of us heard that story, we got up and we started to cheer, and the Spirit of God fell on all of us in that dome.
那时候作为听众的我们40,000人一起站起来欢呼，当时就感到神的灵降下。
And we confessed our sins before God of being proud pastors and not praying enough.
我们当时一起向神认罪悔改，我们知道我们作为我们因自己的骄傲阻挡了神的工作。
We confessed how we have been trusting our own resources and not the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们认罪，我们认我们依靠自己的能力，而不是依靠圣灵的罪。
And God revived all of the pastors that were at that conference.
当时神复兴了在场所有的牧师。
If you have the courage to pray and confess your sin, God has the power to revive you.
如果你有勇气来到神的面前，向他认罪悔改，神就有大能，能够复兴你的灵命。
Let's go to our third choice.
我们的第三个抉择。
And that is to count on.
就是依靠。
We must count on God's help and act boldly.
我们必须要依靠 神的帮助。
Mark it well, that when the Spirit of God moves, Satan is also going to counter that.
一定要记住，当神的灵在运行的时候，撒旦他也会做一些事情。
Satan wants to snuff out any fires of revival in our hearts.
撒旦他想要熄灭我们心中任何一个复兴的火苗。
And when the Spirit of God starts moving, we can count on opposition.
当神的灵开始运行的时候，你一定也要意识到撒旦也要开始攻击你。
But don't be discouraged. God is an awesome and mighty God.
但是你不要害怕，因为我们的神是大而可畏的神。
And Satan has already been defeated at the cross.
撒旦已经在十字架上被击败了。
And while God never promises us exemption from the problems of life, he promises us divine enablement.
虽然神从来没有应许我们不经历任何的试探或者困苦，但是神应许我们，他一定会成为我们的帮助。
So if you're struggling today, I want you to count on God to give you power.
所以如果你今天在挣扎当中，你一定要依靠神给你力量。
And how this unfolds is so beautiful.
那么这件事情如何展开呢？是非常。
The Lord answered the great prayer of Samuel.
主应允了。撒母耳的祷告。
And Jeremiah would record the same lesson in Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3.
耶利米他在他的耶利米书里面也有类似的记载。
The next slide says, Call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not.
他说你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
So folks, even if an army is coming against us, God's going to do a great thing.
所以即使撒旦动用一个大军来发动进攻，神也会把他们打败。
And I want you to put your faith in the Almighty God who could do awesome and great things.
我想让你把所有的注意力都专注在神身上，因为我们的神他是。
The great thing that he did many years ago was he had a thunderstorm scare an entire army away.
在当时，神让一个大的雷暴把非利士人给吓跑了。
And when that happens, I want you to set up some type of an Ebenezer, some remembrance, so that you will always be able to trust God.
所以，当你生命中发生类似的事情的时候，你也要找一块以便以谢石头来纪念这个事情。
And I'll tell you a story of an Ebenezer that occurred to me in 1993.
我给大家讲一个我自己生命中的一变一谢的事情。
We were invited to go and speak to the camps in Russia.
那个时候我被邀请到俄罗斯。
Here is a picture of the young people that we were working with during that period of time.
这些就是我们当时去一起去服侍的年轻人。
But in the evening, we invited the whole camp to come out and hear the gospel message of Jesus Christ.
在晚上，我们就请这些孩子们出来，一起围在篝火旁边，来听耶稣基督的救恩。
And 700 people came out and listened to us share the gospel.
当时有700人在那个篝火晚会上听到了福音。
And later in the week, we had a campfire. Here's a picture of the campfire.
他听福音的是700人，然后呢，在那个周结束的时候，他们有一个篝火晚会。
And there were many folks that testified at that campfire that they had placed their faith in Jesus Christ.
在这个晚会上，很多人站出来见证他们如何信主。
And at the end of that evening, it was such a miraculous evening. I said, I need to remember this night forever.
所以那天晚上，我就告诉自己说，我一定要牢记今天晚上发生的事情。
So I picked up a piece of the wood that was part of that fire.
所以我就从火里面取了一块烧的半截的木头。
And I've saved it in this bag since 1973.
我就把它存放在这个袋子里面，从1993年一直留到现在。
And whenever I doubt God's ability to work, I get out this wood and it's a reminder, my Ebenezer, that God is an awesome God.
每当我对神的工作有任何怀疑的时候，我就拿出这块木头来帮助自己回想，神是一个多么伟大的神，这就是我的一变一现。
Can I ask you a personal question?
我可不可以问你一个私人的问题？
Has it been a long time since your heart has been on fire for Jesus?
你自己的心被神点燃是什么时候？是不是很久以前的事了？
Do you still have a passion to serve the Lord all day?
你现在还有没有那种整每天都要想要服侍神的热情？
Is your heart filled with the joy of the Lord?
你的心里有没有还像以前那样充满了被神所带来的喜悦？
If not, I encourage you to start a personal revival in your own heart today.
如果没有的话，我建议你今天就求神给你一个个人的复兴。
There was a great evangelist of the last century. His name was Gypsy Smith.
在19世纪，有一个特别有名的布道家，叫做吉普西·史密斯。
He was born in just a few miles outside of London. He was British.
他是一个英国人，在伦敦。
But he came to the United States many times and preached to hundreds of thousands of people.
但是他来美国布道了好多次。
And he said this, it's a famous quote. He said, Lord, if you want to start a revival, he said, go home and take some chalk.
他有一句名言是说，如果你想开始一个复兴，你回到家里拿一块粉笔。
And he said, with that chalk, draw a circle in your house on your floor.
用那个粉笔在你身边地上画一个圈儿。
And then he said, go inside that circle and kneel down.
你就走到那个圈儿里面跪下。
And he said, Lord, start a revival in this circle, and I'm not leaving until it happens.
你就跟神祷告说：“主啊，求你在这个圈里兴起一场复兴。你不兴起这个复兴，我就不离开。
That's how the revival starts in our hearts.
”那是我们心里面复兴的开始。
We say to the Lord, Lord, start that revival today in me.
我们对神祷告说：“主啊，求你今天就在我心里开始这个复兴。
And I'm going to choose to commit my life to you and serve only you.
我做的人生抉择就是，我今生只跟随你，只服侍你。
And I'm going to confess my sin to you and trust in you to revive my heart.
我要向你认罪悔改，相信你会改变我的心。
And Lord, I'm counting on you for your help and deliverance from the problems that I'm facing today.
主啊，我单单依靠你，因为只有你才能帮助我走出今天这个泥潭。
I hope you make that choice.
我希望这也是你的抉择。
I hope every person in FCCC will humble themselves today and have their hearts revived before God.
我希望南康州华人教会的每一个弟兄姐妹，今天能够谦卑自己的心，能够从灵圣从神来的复兴。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we're turning to you today.
主啊，我们今天转向你。
We acknowledge that we might have drifted far from you.
我们承认，我们曾经远离你。
That our lives have been so busy serving ourselves that we have forgotten to serve you.
我们的生活一直是非常的繁忙，忙碌于讨自己的喜欢。
But we confess today that you are the Lord.
但是我们今天承认，你是我们的主。
We confess today that we have sinned and you have the power to forgive our sin.
我们承认，我们犯了罪，只有你有能力赦免我们的罪。
And Lord, help us now to turn to you and just count on you to deliver us and to give us the power to live a victorious life.
主啊，求你今天帮助我们转向你，依靠你的大能，让我们依靠你活出一个得胜的生命。
We pray this in the powerful name of Jesus.
我们奉耶主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.